at that time, the unemployment was on Main Street. I don't know what the, and you had about 1,000, it looked like about 1,000 steps you had to go up to get up to the room. So we have to report every week. They give you a paper, and they send you different places. Well, this time I really got fed up. And everywhere you go, they weren't hiring color, you know. They would say that they didn't need anymore. So we went to this place. I don't know, it was a factory. I don't know what that, I don't can remember now what it was. So I was, they took all the white ones first. I was the last one. And they had me fill out, they let me fill out the application and everything. She said, well, we don't need any more right now, but we'll keep you in mind. We'll let you know what that meant. So the next week, I went to the unemployment. And I told them, I said, will you stop sending me to places where they don't take color? Because I said, well, anyway, you had a conflict, because they're all different places in the city, you know. And I says, you sent me to this place, and they told me that they tied all the white ones, but they didn't hire me, and told me that they didn't need any more, just like that. So she says, well, she looked on it, well, they still got here for help. I said, yeah, because they don't hire color. So she called. She said, I must have misunderstood them. I said, I didn't misunderstand them. I know what they said to me. So she called the place. Because every night that ad was still in the paper for help. And they had it on there that they hadn't canceled it, that they still needed help then. So she called, and now she called and went, I see. And then she hung up. She said, well, the best thing for you to do is do housework. That's the best thing for your kind of people to do. I said, I don't do my own housework. I ain't going to do your housework. I was mad. You know, she didn't like that. But you know, every week you go. They hire all the white ones. It's obvious to see that they don't want color. You go with a bunch of 4 or 5 of us go together to take all the white ones. When they come to color one, they're filled up. Now they told me that when I told her, they said they didn't need any more help. They had enough. And she looked on and she said, well, they didn't cancel it with us. She said, I must have misunderstood them. I said, I didn't misunderstand them. So then she called. And she called my name and everything, because you have to leave they have to sign a thing, and they send it into the office or something.
Let's see.
To see that you had been there. You know, you had to leave the slip there and to see that you had been there. And so I said, will you stop telling me where they don't take color? Just like that.
What was her response?
I don't know what they said to her. And she said, oh, yeah, I see. Then she come out and tell me, well, the best thing for your kind of people is housework. Yeah, that's what she told me. So I came out. It was so funny. I came out, and I came downstairs, town, rather, and King Cole's used to be right across from Holland's. And I went in there. You remember that?
No, I don't.
No. Well, King Cole's used to be right across from Holland's. I went in the market and I came out and they had this big sign in the window. Help wanted. Experience or non-experience, you know, like that. So I went in there and I got to talk to the lady. She said, well, you know what? I said, I know what it is. I know what a matron's job is. But I wanted a word, so you know, because we had brought up some bills and everything. So we just had a word. So I went in there and they hired me right away. I stayed there 15 years.
That's it.
And I got that on my own. I didn't get that sort of unemployment.
How was race relations the 15 years that you worked at Holland?
In Holland? It was nice. Because they had different classes you could go to. You sign up. And they didn't have too many colored. When I first started, they didn't have too many colored there. But afterwards, they started having hiring more and more color. But it was nice. Everybody treated you nice. There was no segregation or nothing.
See.
That's right now there's so much segregation. People, they don't want to give the colored person what's doing. A lot of people have good education and everything, and it's hard to get a job. Then another thing that I can't understand, the kids come to these get grant stuff and they go to take up these courses and everything. They say they'll get you a job. Now they did it to my grandkids, so I know what I'm talking about. Give them a job when they get through. Well, they put them in a job. You know how long that job lasts? A month. Then they lay them off.
What kind of job was this?
Oh, clerical work and stuff like that.
Where did they go to school?
There was a grant. They went to they go to different places where they want. Like sometimes they go to the high school, and they'll take up a course there, you know, on the screen or whatever it is. But it's just a racket. They getting the money. They get your job. Yeah, they do what they say they do. They'll put you in a job. They put you in a job, but these jobs, they must be made just for them. Because that's clear and that's good that they give you a job. Well, they do. They give you a job, but it don't last. And one of my grandchildren, your daughter, they gave her a job in the courthouse. I don't know what she was doing. And she lasted a month. And the other one, she was working in the... Her mother, Bo, was working in the... the Social Security administrator, that was when it's on Lafayette Street. It only lasts a month, and they laid them off. Well, I don't know what the... Well, at least they say they get you a job. They get you a job, but that's it. But those jobs are just temporarily. It's not. They're not steady.
What do you think we need? What do you think needs to be done, or what can we do to improve situations like that, Mr. Richard?
Well, I guess we may just keep on making a fuss. We'll all get together or something and try to see what can be done. Because I think it's a shame. Now, they spend all that time, and they go around about, how long did they go about? 10 months or something like that.
Job training kind of program.
Yeah, or something like a job training program. Then they get your job. You last. They get your job. They fulfill what they say. They'll give you a job, but the job is not lasting.
You have any other experiences you'd like to talk about, Ms. Richmond?
I worked, I'm telling you, when I was to be at the Model City, I was secretary there for the senior citizens, and then I worked on that food program. The food program was pretty nice because it got the people out, and they only, I don't know whether they charge anymore now or not.
Well, what do you mean it got the people out?
The senior citizens, you know, a lot of people stay in the house, they don't go out. And then there's a lot of people that were unable to come out, and they used to deliver the lunches, the dinners to them. And they used to charge 50 cents, and they'd have a well-balanced meal. And they'd give you good portions, too.
But where was this located, the senior citizens?
They got about 10 different places where they give the meals. I work for the Model City on Pembroke Street.
I see.
And Bethune, they have it. They have it at Washington, Harbor View. They have one in Marina Village.
Did they have many on Pembroke, where you work? Senior citizens.
Or from the Yellow Mill Village. And all around, all through that neighborhood. Well, people used to come from all over, because we didn't make no distinction, but they came from all over. And then they opened one for the Puerto Ricans in St. Mary's Church. But that's torn down now, I think, on Pembroke Street there. I don't know where they went.
How long did you do that?
Well, I was on that program almost 4 years for the food program. Then I began to have trouble with my legs, so I had to give it up. I couldn't stand.
Was this part-time?
Yeah, 4 hours a day. You know, from 10 to 2. You go in from 10 to 2, but after you get through cleaning up, it's 3 o'clock. See, they serve the meals from 12 to 1. And then every day you have to make out the report. And they have a log with everybody's name on it. And at the end of the month, you mark every day they count. And at the end of the month, you have to add up how many meals they had, each person had. It was a lot of work in it.
You indicated that this was sort of an outlet, that some of the senior citizens who could go out would come out to get this food. Under ordinary circumstances, they did not go out much. It's a rather compact place there.
Well, there's a lot of... Well, we didn't have the crowd that we should have had with all the people, senior citizens in that neighborhood. Because there's a lot of senior citizens in that neighborhood, but they didn't come out.
Well, why?
I don't know. They didn't come out. And we had more women come out than we did men. We just had a few men that came to the outside. And then they used to go on trips. And everything. A lot of times people have never been in anywhere, but just, you know, around here. And that senior citizens thing, they really opened up for the senior citizens.
What kind of trips?
Oh, we go to do different kind of shows. We go to the Dutch country and things like that. And then we give fashion shows and we give Thanksgiving dinners and everything. And then when sometimes, like we, our senior citizen, we used to go to New Haven, and then New Haven, they would come to us, you know, we'd have dinner, like we had Thanksgiving dinner, and they came from New Haven, this bunch of senior citizens came to New Haven, had dinner with us, and then we would go to have of dinner in the program. They always had some kind of program along with it, you know, and had different speakers and one thing and another. It was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
How do you think the race relationship is now as compared to years ago, Mrs. Richard?
Well, for one thing, people...
You think there are as many opportunities?
There's more opportunities now for colored people than there was years ago. Because when I was coming up, there was no opportunities at all for colored. Because I was raised in Rhode Island. Well, Rhode Island was always pretty good comfort there. Because they have... The colored people worked in mills and factories and stuff in color in Rhode Island long before they had them working here in Bridgeport.
Do you think that blacks take advantage of the opportunities that they have?
I say some do, some don't.
If you were to advise anyone about taking advantage of opportunities, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them, get a good education, because that they can't take away from you. What's got it in your, they can't, that's something they can't take away from you. And the way things look now, if you don't have a good education, you won't be able to get a good job. The way I think. Yeah.
And more education you have, the better your chances are.
And your chances are for a good job, yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Bridgeport, for letting me come into your home and have this interview with you. I've enjoyed it and listening to your experiences. Thank you very much.